we wind up our series on rice in the islands by looking at rice millers. Did you know City Mill, now known as a hardware and home improvement store, started out as a rice mill and lumber import business? At the turn of the century, Chung Kun Ai started the business with a $60,000 loan. You can still see the millstone at its headquarters in Eveleigh, where the business is run by Chung Kun's grandchildren, Stephen Ai and Carol Ai May. While most rice mills in Hawaii are now historic places, there is one Oahu business that mills rice to order using modern equipment. The Conversation's producer, Jason Ubai, tells us more about the rice factory in Kaka'ako.
A 20-pound bag of rice isn't an unusual purchase for most Hawaii residents. Scoop how much you need, wash it twice, measure the water up to your knuckles, or to your personal preference. But where did that rice come from? When was it harvested? When was it milled? These may seem like trivial concerns, but at the rice factory in Honolulu, they source several types of brown rice from Japan and then mill it to your specifications. Take a listen. Yuki Kawamura is the general manager.
Selling the just fresh milled rice in our store. So because normally supermarket selling the white rice, just milled other places. California rice milling in California and Japanese rice milling in Japan. But we are importing only brown rice and just milled in here. After customer order, got the customer order, we are milling the rice and just selling to the fresh rice to customers. Yeah. Because rice is very fresh.
The Rice Factory of Honolulu opened in Kaka'ako in 2016. The retail store has all sorts of kitchen and food products from Japan, but the main attraction is the rice for sale. They usually have about 8 varieties. Customers choose the type of rice, then decide on how much they want it milled, from unmilled brown to completely milled white rice and everywhere in between. They can order from 2 to 15 pounds. Kawamura says freshly milled rice can absorb more water, making moist steamed rice.
Milled rice going down the just waterproof, so very dry, tastes very dry. But fresh milled rice are just moisture. You can get just moisture taste and just a good taste. Not bitter taste, just fresh and sweet taste, I think.
Terry Lynch is the executive chef at Maui Brewing Company's 4 restaurants and uses Rice Factory in several of its dishes, including poke bowls and its loco moco. I spoke with him prior to the pandemic when the restaurant served the full menu.
Well, you know, first off, one of the most fun things about being a chef is just sourcing ingredients and finding better and better ingredients. Because if you start with an incredible ingredient, you really don't have to do that much to it. You have already got the battle pretty much done because you've bought such a great thing. And in Hawaii, we're very focused on local. We're very focused on supporting local businesses and farm to table. And we just were lucky enough to stumble across Rice Factory. And to be honest, I can't remember how I first heard about him. But when we tried the rice and went over to meet him, it was truly fantastic. What they do is they bring in specific strains of rice from Japan, and they bring it in unmilled. So basically, the rice is coming in like the rice you buy at home in the grocery store. It's had time to dry, and it gets the outside of the hull becomes dried. They bring that rice in unmilled, unshaved, and they shave it for us to the order. So when we order rice, and they carry a few different kinds of strains that are just awesome to begin with, they shave it to the order, which takes away the dried exterior and really promotes the perfumey quality of the rice. And what we get is just fantastic rice. Just the base rice is incredible.
What dishes do you guys use it with?
We have a few different rice dishes that we do. We do a variety of poke. What we do, incidentally, we steam that rice, and we take it and fluff it with, we call it aloha rice when we get done with it. We fluff it with cilantro, parsley, garlic, and grapeseed oil. And the grapeseed oil, I use that just to kind of lubricate it a bit. I don't want to use olive oil because olive oil is, in general, is too nutty in flavor or too pronounced in flavor. I don't want to mask the natural flavor of the rice. So we use the grapeseed oil, very light in flavor. And then we take and use that rice. We do ahi poke that we serve with the kimchi that we make and with quick pickles that we make and then the rice and the poke, and every element is just stellar. We do beet poke, which is roasted beets that we present in the same way with the Rice Factory rice and our own kimchi, our own pickles. And we do a loco moco that is pretty unique, but really what really kicks it off is this rice. And the loco moco has a local beef that we've added onions and mushroom, sage, thyme, and tomato and panko to. And then it has a local egg on it as well. So all this local stuff is on it, on the plate. But again, what really kicks it off and adds more detail to the local element is having Rice Factory there.
If someone has never had this rice before, I know it is a bit more expensive. How would you describe it? Why would it's worth purchasing for you guys price point?
I think it's worth purchasing for home too. And I'll just, I'll say it is an endorsement for Rice Factory and for Yuki, the guy that runs the place. Yeah, whoever's listening, if you're close by, you should run down and go check out the shop. It's a cool little shop, and it has not only rice, but they have really interesting soys and miso and other ingredients, as well as cookware and stuff. I mean, he's got a cool selection of stuff. The rice itself, it's just, you get more bang for your buck. I mean, it's flavorful on its own. All you got to do is steam it, and it's just the smell and the flavor and texture is just awesome. And, there's plenty of rice around, but there's a big difference between going to the store and buying, like, a sack of jasmine rice that's been there forever and you're not sure how old it is versus something that just got shaved right before you bought it. I mean, literally, if you go down there as a retail consumer, he's going to shave it for you when you order right in front of you. And it's a pretty amazing process. I mean, it's truly, as a cook, let alone a chef, it's mind-blowing what the quality is.
The Maui Brewing Company restaurants reopened this week with a limited menu, but Lynch says the Rice Factory rice will be used for dishes again sometime in December. You can find the Rice Factory at farmers markets around Oahu and at its retail store in Kakaako. It's best to order online ahead for pickup. Find links at the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.
And we hope you enjoyed our rice stories this week. Thanks for geeking out with us looking at the rain and revival of rice. We leave you with this throwback to a song about what else? Rice.
Hunting rice is never fun. Bent from morn till set of sun. Cannot stand and cannot sit. Cannot rest a little bit.